Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, before we go around the NFL here, we were just, as a question of the day, asking if the NFL allowed one player on every team to be the designated juicer and the designated PED user for the entirety of the season, who would you pick for the Texans? And y'all are hell, bro. Like somebody said, juice all the trash corners and DBs we have. First of all, you didn't have to do all that, but you can only pick one. And second of all, from the 281, give it to JJ when he comes back. All right. Okay. I appreciate you getting involved, though, on the 5-Hour Energy fan line.
I'm surprised nobody said Stingley.
Well, that's interesting.
Like, how would that be a cornerback on a juice like that?
He would be next level.
And he got cocky this season, too, man. Mm-hmm.
And for good reason.
He got his weight up.
He has been hooping.
Yeah,
he's
he
been great. In fact, if you watch the film of that game, it looks even better. I mean, chasing down CD and making an incredible block. One of the things I love about Stingley is there's times where it feels like he's just far enough where I'm like, oh, they got enough cushion to complete that pass.
No, they
and
don't.
He'll get there with a millisecond left and break up a pass. He did it in this game as well. And I'm like, man, he just has the perfect timing.
Yeah.
And the perfect feel.
If he was on the juice, you might have to move him up to linebacker.
I wouldn't want to.
Nah, man. He'd just be one of them big old cornerbacks.
Yeah.
All right, let's go around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Tired of the hassle of selling your tickets? Say goodbye to the stress and let their experts get you the best price. Download Quick Assist from your app store today and they'll handle the rest. That's QUICKASYST, Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. So I was just mentioning that game in which on Monday night the Texans beat the Dallas Cowboys 34-10 in their own house, like run to your trap, take over your trap, all that. It seems like some people did not realize that their trap had been taken over. The Dallas Cowboys, specifically Micah Parsons, and he was joined on his podcast by Trayvon Diggs, cornerback for that Cowboys team. They got on and they kept talking. So one of the things I'd like to start with is this from Micah Parsons, just talking about the Cowboys as a team and how he still believes in them.
I'm going to put this out there. We're a damn good football team.
Are you?
I know the scores ain't showing it, and I know obviously people
is there
feel
a
like
board?
We got so many different pieces, but yeah, I just truly believe like you almost got to go to things like things that we messing up on.
Sure.
Like I think our defense is really turning things around. Like up until that last quarter when they got that touchdown defense, we only really gave up those two touchdowns.
Oh, only two.
And that first quarter, but other than that, we gave up 6 points in the other two quarters. You know, the score don't really show how good we actually are, and
it sure don't. That,
you know, it seems like, especially for me, you know how good of a coach Al is, and how good of a coach I think Zim's doing. For you know, I'm just speaking defensively. How good you know our coaches have been. You know, I just hate that outcome because our coaches is really doing an amazing job.
My favorite part is the score don't really show us how good we are. Y'all lost 34-10.
And if you take away the times that we weren't successful, we were successful though.
And they could have scored the Texans at least two more touchdowns in the first half.
That's right.
You know, we only gave up two. Should have been four. Should have been four.
Yes.
I know Darren Moore could play football, man.
And I was going to say, you know, we actually won that game. is that what he's saying? We actually won.
I don't think y'all realize we're actually a good under all these tatters. We're really cool. We're really good looking.
That's going over very well in Dallas right now.
So shout out to Micah Parsons. You know what? I'll allow it. You want to know why? In order to play these sports, you got to be a little delusional, I think. Like, I feel like that's how this goes.
Yeah. Or he must have been listening to Rosie Perez. Like, when you lose, sometimes you really win. Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes you do win when you lose, except that's not really how this works. Another Micah Parsons cut with Trayvon Diggs. You mentioned yesterday, or was it yesterday? 2 days ago, in fact, the Dalton Schultz.
Oh, yeah.
Dalton Schultz, after this game, he got on Twitter
or
on social media.
The cold brew.
He had the cold brew and some glasses and a couple of coffee. Of course, it's the coffee cups. It starts dark. You put some milk in, and then you can see the writing that's on the glasses. And I believe they pointed to the Texans being the best team in Texas.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
It seems like these boys did not take, or they took issue. Oh,
congrats to the Texans, man. They won the Texas Bowl. But all time, they're 3-4 against us. We know in our minds we're the real team in Texas. You know what I'm saying? I actually saw Dalton Schultz like put some little coffee troll thing on Twitter. I'm like, what the hell? Like,
what he was trying to say.
It was like in the coffee mugs, like the Texans are the best team in Texas. Like what?
No chance.
That little chance. Petty sidebar now that you over there, you feel like, come laugh, on, dog.
Laugh now, cry later.
Like, come on, dog. Like, I get it. Like, Joe Mixon, you know, did that. You know, he had a decent game, 100 yards, 20 carries, but like, no impact it on Twitter. Come on, young. come on. They say, are the Texans.
All right, I'm done with him. That's enough.
So bad. So bad. You know, our all-time, that's like those college fans, you know, that like some college team has won 10 of the last 12. Yeah, well, who has the all-time record?
Yeah, back when Zip Montgomery was playing.
Yeah, who has the all-time record?
How many championships you all got?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Yankees fans.
All-time 3-4.
Yeah, no, you are 1-1, sir.
Yeah,
you, what are we doing? Playing in this series, are 1-1.
And he had like 3-4 is a big gap.
Exactly.
Yeah. We right here. We're looking at you in your eyes. We face to face.
We are right
nose
here.
Nose to nose.
You know what I have to say to Michael Parsons? Have some shame. Like, where did we lose shame? Because I feel like shame use is a very powerful tool in our society. Mm-hmm. And there's clearly shame would have stopped you from saying that nonsense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's kind of delusional, you know? And it's kind of reflective of like the Cowboys. Hey, we're the Cowboys. That doesn't mean squat anymore, man. That doesn't mean squat.
Don't nobody care about that.
Yeah.
Speaking of shame, do you think he's right, though?
About
Dalton Schultz? Because I know that there's people locally that have some, they still have some concerns about Dalton Schultz and what he does,
I think
blocking
that's separate.
And all those things.
I think that's separate. But for the king of trolling, Micah Parsons, to say, oh, you're just trolling. Yeah. That's what you win. That's part of the spoils of victory. You get to say, hey, we're the best team in Texas.
Okay, so let's take...
And Micah is the king of trolling. Yeah.
Let's take Dalton specifically out of
but
it.
But you're talking about the game. Yeah. Know, his game.
But let's take Dalton specifically out of it. The idea of no impact and trolling.
I did kind of have an issue with that a little bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, if it was Joe Mixon was trolling a little bit.
Yeah, running
like,
your trap, take over your trap.
Go ahead,
hat
man.
Hat trick for the boys.
Yeah. Dalton Schultz, I'm just like, bro, you talking a lot, man. Like, I don't know what happened in Dallas with you and Dallas.
He don't like them.
He hates Dallas.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Like, I don't know personally what happened, but I'm like, dog, come on, man. Like, you got to relax a little bit.
What were his numbers in that game? I forget what
that. Dalton Schultz?
Yeah.
Oh, I can help you with that.
Yeah.
Would you like me to give you his?
I would love for you to.
Dalton Schultz, 5 catches, 33 yards.
Well, I mean, 5 is decent. 33 is not so much, but.
Yeah, let's not act like he Travis Kelce or something.
Yeah,
and he, like, dog, come on, man.
I think that just comes from him hating Dallas.
Yeah, he
yeah, I think so.
And you earn that right when you go in there and win.
And I think, you know, Micah Parsons is speaking from a place.
I think Micah Parsons handled that wrong. He got to take that L, man.
Got to hold it.
Like, whoever trolling, no matter what they did, it could have been Dare troll. Like,
do it on the field.
You can't say nothing.
Exactly.
You lost.
That's where I am on it.
You lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of speaking from a place of hurt, I'm sure you guys have been following this New York Giants situation where Daniel Jones has been benched. Not just benched. He is now third string on the roster and in practice, fourth string quarterback.
Fourth string quarterback.
Don't want him to get hurt.
Yeah, they don't want him to get hurt. There's some injury guarantees on that contract, and it's very evident that the Daniel Jones era of starting quarterback in the Giants is gone. But the backup had been Drew Lock.
Mm-hmm.
He is not going to be the starter either. He remains the backup to Tommy DeVito. You remember him, the dude who was doing all the aggressive
Tommy
Italian
Cutlets, isn't that what
stereotypes.
They call him?
Although
he had
Italian.
That agent,
or
whoever he was. Y'all actually had him on Radio Row.
Yeah, we had him on Radio Row.
Had to hit the dump button a couple times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
At least a couple.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, this is Drew Lock. My bad. This is Drew Lock talking about how, you know, he really hates that he did not get an opportunity to start.
Again, that's a question I might still have for myself. Noah's expressed to me that I was going to be the two. And I don't know, it's just an interesting situation. not much I can really say about it besides, again, I'm gonna be here for him. And you know, we're still communicating, still very good friends, believe it or not. I'm going to be here for him. This team needs to get a win, and we start winning, everything gets a little better around here.
I actually kind of am with him on this.
You feel for him?
Because this is just another indicator of management.
Oh, yeah, the manager. Like, yeah. This is their failure, and then them yeah. then punishing players for their failure, because the scuttlebutt is
yeah.
that even Drew Locke, who probably is the best mm-hmm. best player to put in that situation at quarterback, he might not be playing because of potential performance bonuses that he could rack
yes.
up in playing.
Yes.
And that just feels real nasty, right? Like, that's the whole point of the contract, is you give him an opportunity to earn that money.
Yeah.
And then you're taking that opportunity away because you want to be cheap, because you have been bad yeah. at putting this team together. That feels real nasty. So I do feel for him in that way.
I feel for him. I would side with him. And I think it's not just a reflection of management. It's a reflection of that locker room is split. That locker room, for sure, is taking sides, and it's just a reflection of how bad things are there.
All right, some other things around the NFL. Thursday Night Football, you'll be able to hear this on Sports Radio 610 this evening. Browns, Steelers. John Lopez's interest level is...
Oh, it's there. I got
really?
Yeah, I got some interest in this game.
Can I ruin your interest level? Oh, well, I should. This is not the way I should go with it.
let me throw the bucket of cold water on
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I want to see the Steelers up close, you know, I mean, you know, beginning to end.
Oh, you want to see some field goals then?
Well,
okay.
Well,
you
maybe.
See some Boswell.
Well, he wants to see 2 to 4 deep shots, as the Steelers have wanted to do, right?
Yeah.
It's just been, hey, Russell Wilson, make the easy play, except for a few times in the game where I just want you to chuck it up yeah. there, dog, right? Like,
but
that.
They're really good, man.
Chuck it up there and try to get a field goal. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
1, 2, 3,
hey,
go.
Hey, everybody has them rated above the Texans.
Yeah, well.
Man, why you got to bring that?
I want to see them. Is it real?
That is fair. So you'll yeah. have an opportunity to, and what better test than the Cleveland Browns, I guess. but also, I don't know, do you get the fullest version of the Steelers on Thursday Night Football? Because there's a weird stat that popped up. The Steelers hired Mike Tomlin in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And the Steelers are 1-7 in Thursday Night Football games since then.
That is wild. I did come across that this morning as well when we're getting ready for the show. And I actually double-checked it. Isn't that wild?
Yes.
Anything 1-7 that's related to Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, especially because yeah. like, he is such a good coach at just yeah. like raising the floor of a team.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine like, you lessen the ability of coaching when you're on a short week on a Thursday when
yeah.
you can't get on the practice field nearly as much and get all that game planning down into the players. Like, I imagine that affects it. But I did not expect it to be that drastic, 1-7. And so, yeah, we'll see just how interesting that game actually ends up being.
I also am very interested. Yeah, I'm sure y'all have seen this, maybe not our listeners. There's a real, even though they don't face each other, there's a real beef between T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett. Like, that is going on here.
What, two of the constant defensive player of the year guys?
Yeah. They're going at each other, you know, publicly.
No, it's for real, man.
Yeah, it's for real. and Garrett went after him this week in his press availability. And I think J.J. had, obviously, T.J.'s back on the whole argument about the defensive player of the year and all. So that's going to be fun to watch those two guys.
And it's always fun to just see Jameis do things. Ain't it?
You got to see that pregame speech, man.
Oh,
I'm ready
man.
For it, man.
I'm actually done with Jameis Priest's pregame speeches.
Oh, how could you be?
It's cringe. It makes me cringe a little
he
bit.
He said, let's kick some booty.
That's
come on,
the
let's
thing.
Kick some booty.
Yeah. Like, he's being entirely sincere, and I know that the people around him, like, they don't love it. So, like, it'd be funny if everybody was in, or at least a majority of people were in on it, because I know you're never going to get, like, a full group of folks. I don't know. And maybe I'm just the weird one here.
Hey, I think it's better than listening to Deshaun Watson pregame.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So there's some folks that are like talking about the Giants and saying that they don't want to mess up draft position, and this is why I'm not really super fond
nah,
of
that. Nah, I think they were the best. I think they probably would have been worse with Daniel Jones starting, if we want to be real.
Yeah, but that's
the money, thing. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Can they be worse than putting Tommy DeVito in there? I think also, on top of that, it's just... I don't love being able to reward incompetence, which it feels like the draft lottery does. And I understand why it
You're familiar with the NFL, right?
But I just, I don't love that. Yeah. What I do love is if you can't get enough of that Saquon Barkley spin into the backwards hurdle, you can go back to it over and over and over again.
Oh,
Madden 25 has now added the Saquon Barkley backwards hurdle to the game. So now, if you are so good enough to actually know what the controls are to make it happen, you can do that in Madden 25.
You can make it happen. How cool is that? And I should have predicted that.
I'm thinking how cool they could just go in and put that play in like that.
That's what
we
would
have had to wait till next year to get that play.
Now
you could just go in and update it.
Yeah, but that's why they charge you more. It's like, oh, it's the game continues updating. I'm like, no, just give me the game. I don't want to pay more than the first time I pay it. But I also see that you guys are very different than me because y'all went to, oh, how cool. And I was like, the first time somebody does that to me, I'm unplugging the game.
Unplugging the game.
Ain't no way. You're going to be out here stunting on me with the backwards hurdle.
Well, there's going to be more failures than successes, I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I could see that.
Nah, it's Madden, man. All type of crazy stuff happened on Madden.
Some other things that came in on the text line from the 8-2. How many sacks did Michael Parsons have in that game? I just checked my notes, and the answer is zero, friend.
Zero.
The answer is
Dalton
zero.
Dalton Schultz did more than him.
Had a better game.
How about this from the 8-3-2? If Parsons wants to talk about all-time records, someone should ask him about who has had more playoff wins in that time.
Right.
I believe that goes to the Houston Texans.
Yeah, you can go back and forth with that.
Interesting. All right, that's around the NFL here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us here on a Thursday. Coming up next, as we typically do around this time on a Thursday, let's talk to our guy, former Houston Texan, Andy Kalu. We'll do it next.